Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Janet McCutcheon with WorkLife Connections.
Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Chancellor Nicholas Zepos about the Go There campaign in part one of what will be a two-part series. Chancellor Zepos, this is a big, bold initiative, and we're really interested to hear a little bit more about your passion behind Go There. Tell us a little bit about the initiative and how it got started and your passion around it.
I would say that the Go There campaign really is a part of a big, bold effort that we simply have to take on at Vanderbilt, which is really taking on the question of our overall wellness and mental health. And we all know that we personally, families and friends, struggle with real challenges. And sometimes you just struggle. And the problem is that, you know, you feel very alone, you feel very isolated, and I've got to talk to somebody. And so a lot of times we hear, just don't go there. I don't want to hear about it. Just don't go there. And I've always been just overwhelmed by the compassion and the sense of community and love that's here at Vanderbilt. But yet I knew that in many ways we were replicating and internalizing the very, very negative messages we were sending to people who struggle and need help and need someone to go there with them. So we listened to a lot of people and we got a lot of great ideas and we said, well, why don't we invert it? You know, rather than don't go there, go there. Why not invite the conversation? Why not say, yeah, you know, we struggle and we're here to talk about it and get some help. And I'm not an expert in this. I just care deeply about everyone on the campus who have all too often they hide, they're shamed, they struggle, they suffer, and they're just wearing a mask all the time. And so this is really meant to say, yeah, you know, it's okay to go there and say, you know, I'm really struggling. I'm really struggling in my class. I'm really struggling in my work. I don't feel like getting out of bed. You know, it's even hard for me to be around people. And what people usually find is it's like, yeah, you know, I feel like that sometimes. Mm-hmm. Or my sister has depression. And I remember when we were growing up and I learned about this. And in many ways, I want it to be distinctive. I want it to be very visible. But I almost want to normalize the conversations. And, you know, in some of our town halls, people will say, well, it's kind of a heavy load to kind of have people talk about this to others. And, you know, my reaction is like, yeah, but if your friend said I've got 104-degree fever and I really don't feel well, would you say, I don't want to hear about it? I mean, you would say, oh, my God, we've got to get you student health. You know, I've got an organic exam, but I know I can get you over there. Let me call somebody. And so that's kind of what we're trying to do, weave it into a more proactive, normalized discussion that we know affects so many people. Mm-hmm. And we're ashamed and we're hiding. And we know people can get so much better. It works.
It does work.
It really, really works. And so there's this incredibly joyful, hopeful part of it as well.
You have so many priorities. Why is the well-being of our faculty and staff an important goal right now for you?
You know, I came to Vanderbilt almost 30 years ago, and I really became because of the people. And I didn't come as the chancellor. I came as a struggling assistant professor with a new family, with a new career. And I came because of the people. I came because of the students I met. I came because of the staff I met. I came because of the faculty colleagues that I would have. Mm-hmm. And the campus is beautiful. Nashville is a great city. But if our people aren't well, it's not a beautiful campus. Mm-hmm. It's not a great city. And so I think our people are simply the single most important thing about Vanderbilt. Everyone at Vanderbilt. Everyone. And, you know, I think that, you know, I kind of joke, you know, if you're a good sleeper and you work, you pretty much are burning two-thirds of your life sleeping and working. And if you're not enjoying your work, that other third or whatever part it's polluted. If you're suffering, if work is something that is not a place of joy, you're leading a life that's, you know, I think it's very, very painful. And so for many of us, we come to Vanderbilt because of the people. So how can all of us say we're here to work, we're here to make a difference, and we're here to find care, compassion, and joy together and lift each other up? Because that's what the real meaning of our community is, and that's the real meaning of life.
That will conclude part one of our two-part series with Chancellor Nicholas Zeppos on the Go There initiative. Stay tuned for part two of this conversation, coming soon.
To find more information about the Go There initiative and Vanderbilt's resources that support mental health and well-being, visit www.vanderbilt.edu/well-being. You can also search hashtag GoThereVandy on social media to see more news and stories about Go There.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story or suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu. Thanks for listening.